This is Kara Hart reporting from inside the 84 National FFA Convention. I'm sitting here with Pat Drisco with Farm American, and we're sitting outside the NASCAR car that is going to represent agriculture in tons of races across the U.S., right?
We're still working on the schedule for the next year, but yeah, we would anticipate that we're going to be in a bunch of not just races, but cup races. This is the NASCAR Sprint Cup Series. There are three National Series, Camping World Truck Series, Nationwide, and then the Cup Series. So we're in the Elite Series. We're trading paint with Jeff Gordon, Dale Jr., and Tony Stewart. But we've run the car three times this year, the Farm American car. We ran it three times last year at various tracks. And we're anticipating even more races in the coming year as Farm American. I'm waiting for you to get in the car. This is a great car, and this is a race-ready car that we've got here, Kara. A lot of people are, it's just a show car. No, this is the real deal.
Could you talk a little bit more about the partnership between Farm American and FFA and the importance of having that partnership, especially on and off the track?
Well, I think, in the press release, we've got a quote from Regan Smith, who actually drives the 78. And what he said, I think, sums it up as well as it can be summed up. And that is, there's no greater validation for the Farm American program than to have National FFA involved with the program. And the reason for that is because Farm American is about one thing, and that's preserving and protecting the agricultural industry. This is an effort to bring about awareness of the importance of a food supply produced right here in the United States of America. This is about the future of that food supply being produced in the United States of America, and partnering with National FFA, it is a validation that this program is an effective means of protecting and preserving that that institution. This all came about, interestingly, I've been with Furniture Row Racing for almost 3 years now, and I was brought on board really to help build a more generalized model for them, and they liked it and asked me how I thought we should use it. Being an old farm kid from the Midwest, a former farm broadcaster from Michigan, a former FFA-er from Michigan, my immediate answer, didn't take a millisecond to respond, was I'd like to use this to share the story of farmers and ranchers and agriculture in the United States. And our owner, the owner of Furniture Row Companies, shared with me a short time later, when we started this farm program, I'd never given agriculture a second thought, and now I can't stop thinking about it. It's bad enough that the domestic furniture industry's got to bring furniture in from offshore. The last thing I want is my next meal to be coming in from offshore. America's got to wake up on this. They've got to recognize the importance of this thing. That's how this all started. It's about the future. That's why it's a natural that we're involved with National FFA, and why we're announcing this partnership here in the next little bit.
And I see that this car runs on ethanol.
Indeed it does. Not just ethanol. You see the top word, American ethanol. And I point that out simply because, and I say this in all respect to the Indy Series, because they've suffered a loss with Dan Weldon, and our prayers go out to Weldon's family and to the entire Indy Series circuit. But the Indy Series, they started burning ethanol a few years ago, and then they switched to an offshore-based ethanol. We're burning ethanol that comes from American corn. So it's important that we point out this is American ethanol in the tanks of NASCAR cars.
And that makes how many cars burning ethanol on the track at NASCAR?
Every single one of them. There's 43 cars in every race. There's usually 45 to 50 cars trying to get into every race. And that's just the Cup Series. The Nationwide Series, the Camping World Truck Series, they all use ethanol now as well. So there's a whole bunch of cars burning ethanol out on that, American ethanol out on that track.
Anything else really cool about this car?
Well, not the car necessarily, but the whole Farm American program. And that's what I think I really want to focus on in this closing thought. The Farm American program involves NASCAR. And obviously, that's the sizzle to this thing. That's what everybody sees, and everybody wants to kind of reach out and touch and whatnot. But this program's a whole lot bigger than just this car. There's an activation component to this program that directly engages fans of NASCAR. There's an activation component to this program that utilizes the retail assets of Furniture Row Companies. All totaled, we can touch 60% of the American public on a regular basis with a Farm American in a positive, fun, engaging way. We're not teaching to them, we're not preaching to them, we're having fun with them. We're embracing the consumer lifestyle through these assets, so we're not white noise. If you and I are this way, I know you are, if somebody's trying to want, like the old Charlie Brown cartoons, it's just white noise. But if they're engaging me in a way that I want to be engaged, I'm going to listen. And that's what this program does. So, and the other really cool thing about this is no matter where we go with the program, it's always about putting the farmers and ranchers up front. It's always about having them build the relationship with consumers. There's no hired guns. There's no official spokespeople. We're going to have Drew Hastings here this afternoon, who is a nationally renowned comedian. He's a farmer from Ohio, and he's going to be here. He's a volunteer. He's what we call a famous farmer, and he's going to be here to help bring awareness to this program, not so he can be a spokesman, but so he can be an advocate using his celebrity to put farmers and ranchers out in front to share the story. So it's a personal relationship with consumers.
That's great. Pat, thank you so much for joining me. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
I think we're all good. I've taken enough of your time. Thank you so much, Kara.
Once again, this has been Kara Hart talking with Pat from Farm American, and I am reporting from inside the 84th National FFA Convention.